This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So if you think people are illegally parking at your house, there's ways to handle it. And the way that you're going to hear in a second.
Oh, okay.
It's not the way to handle it.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
I have a story. The police are here to protect and serve to a point.
Are we going to find the point?
Yeah, we'll find
okay.
it.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Sweden.
Sweden, yeah!
Yeah,
vote! Yeah. Isn't
okay.
that...
Ish.
Hey, oh, let's have some Swedish fish, eh? Oh, wait, that's Canadian.
Yeah.
Even though we said Swedish fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
IKEA is the good one.
We just call them fish. Because we're in...
No, I get it.
Okay.
That's funny, actually.
So a man in Sweden...
I'm having one of the meatballs.
He walked to the local precinct.
What are the berries?
Should we let him talk?
Sorry.
A man in Sweden, he went to the police station there, and he said he had a complaint to file. They said, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Nice. Who wronged you, sir? He said, well, I frequently use marijuana.
Okay.
But the latest batch I purchased, you know, it was just not up to par. In fact, it gave me on a, put me on a bad trip.
Up.
I thought the TV was talking to me.
I thought
my girlfriend was turning into a dolphin, and... To be honest, officer, I'd like to file a formal complaint. He said...
He's complaining to the police that his illegal drugs are not good drugs.
He said those drugs were so bad, it made me think it would be a good idea to come to the police and tell you about
it. He does have a point there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Did they just arrest you for that,
then? They just arrested him.
Yep.
No, that's our guy.
Thanks for the confession, sir.
Yep, step right on in here. Bring me a little flipper with you. My story is out of Florida!
Yeah!
I got a fellow in Florida in the Isle of Capri. Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
It was just a casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's a real place.
It is in Florida?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. No, there's one there.
You got to wear capris when you go. No shorts.
Is it? I mean, granted, we ruined your story pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I deserved that. Aaron was the one who screwed your thing up.
Because I said IKEA?
No, but then you just wouldn't stop interrupting him. And...
Well, it was the lingonberry, by the way.
The what?
The lingonberry. That's what Sweden is known for. They're lingonberries.
Okay. I don't really think there's any time left for my story. By the way, did I mention it's from Florida? Dude in Florida thought people were parking in front of his house, so he did the logical thing. No, he didn't call the police.
Oh.
He went out and slashed all their tires.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I have a sound for that. That'll work.
What?
And then smeared some sort of substance all over their cars.
Mm. Okay.
Eventually, they called the police.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And they were able to tell that he had some sort of sharp object and was puncturing all their tires and rubbing Vaseline on their cars. Apparently, it does damage to the cars because about 1,300 a vehicle that he was charged with.
Wow.
And he told the police, really, they're in the wrong. They parked too close to my house.
Are you kidding me?
The police went ahead and threw him in jail with Meatball Dolphin Boy.
I don't understand that. Like, I want these cars to move, so
I'm going to disable.
Yes, like, that'll do it.
Those are all the stupid people and dolphins we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.